Welcome, everybody, to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to talk about the letter S, S being for safety and security. I suppose that's a huge one that comes up for people, especially if they've had a fall or some sort of something that makes them feel unsafe, whatever it may be. You might actually talk a little bit around that and what you've experienced with riders and how you get, how do you help them overcome that then?
When I get a call from a rider and they say my confidence is down, a lot of the time it's resulting in a fall. And if, when I ask that question, did you have a fall, you know, recently or, you know, some time back? And 9 times out of 10, there's a fall involved. And it can come back to, it could be 6 months ago, it could be 12 months ago. Actually, only this morning I met a rider and she had a rotational fall. And she was very, I could see a fear in her the minute she was telling me about it. Mm. And when I asked her, you know, what do you worry about? I'm worried about not staying on. And so obviously, in my mind, from my experience, I knew that this was an issue I had to help her with. Other things came up as well, but this was one of them. And I can give her the advice straight away, but of course I asked her to get pen and paper. I said, this is, you know, this has to, in your mind, I'm going to explain what happened, but I'm going to give you the tools as well. But I want you to use these tools because talking is great, but if you don't use it, you lose it. And so she told me about the fall, and of course I have to, you know, I gave her the space to talk about it and, you know, to tell me about it. And because awareness is curative, you have to become aware of it, and then.
So maybe explain that a little bit. How did she explain it? Like, what happened to her, and how did that make her feel afterwards?
Yeah, rotational is like when the horse flips, and that's no matter who you are, like that's not a good place to be in, and your brain then kicks into survival mode, safety mode, as we talked about the brain. You know, the mind is there to protect us, and unless you address it, it's going to keep coming back in the back of your brain, and it's going to keep coming up, and it's going to bring in insecurities in your riding. Your confidence is going to drop. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to second guess. You're going to circle all these habits that kick in to double to, and it's only the brain protecting itself. It's like, and the horse feels it, and it's not good energy. It's protection energy, but it's not confident energy. It's not flowing energy. It's not pace. It's not in the rhythm that it should be. And this sticks with so many riders. And like, the key to this is, first of all, being able to understand, okay, this happened to me. And I always say, look, you're not alone. This happens to so many riders. So that awareness is number one. Two then is the solution. The solution is you have to override this panic, this safety, this insecurity, this circling, this second guessing, this doubting, and you have to come up with the solution. The solution is that I am safe and protected. That's the answer, safe and protected.
So you say that, you kind of build it in as a mantra.
Yeah, exactly. So as she got a pen and paper, you know, I said, love is an energy. And when you love something, it's a passion. That's what we talk about, the heart, the soul, the spirit. So I love being safe and protected. And even as she wrote it, I could see her energy relax. I could see her safe and protected, you know. And then, as you know, that this isn't just writing it down, like you have to repeat this. This has to become the new you. This has to become this new energy. And, you know, when I work with people, I'm an accountability coach, you know, and I hold them accountable is that they will follow through, because otherwise it's nearly worse than useless, because now you have the tool, and if you don't use it, you'll go back to your old way, your old habit, and say, oh yeah, I've talked to this guy, I kind of forgot what he said, like. And that's why I'm an accountability coach, because I want people to learn, I want people to integrate it. So the safe and protection, and then I asked the other question, we talked about it in one of the other letters of the alphabet, the colour, put a colour on that bubble, that you're safe and protected in that bubble. Mm-hmm. So safe and protected, that overrides the fear of the F-A-L-L. I actually don't like using the word, you know, I spell it, because what we focus on, we get. But safe and protected, and that muscle builds, and you have to keep working on that. That if you don't do that, you're again, you go back to the fear mode, and fear like is feeling the fear, and you know, and panicking, and every animal feels it. You know, these beautiful animals, they feel everything, and unless you can work on that, it doesn't matter, you know, how fit you are, how healthy your horse is, how sound your horse is, this is going to kick in when you come to that time, that position. It could be the class, it could be a particular jump, it could be riders would say, you know, it's a particular part of the course, or it's a vertical or an ox, or it's something that brings back that memory, and that's going to kick in. But we have to break that pattern, and this being safe and protected is the key, and then putting a colour on it, putting your favourite colour so that you step into this new power, this new energy, this that I am safe and I am protected.
Yeah, what's coming to mind is I remember you did a technique with me where I was quite stressed out about an argument I was having with someone. And again, it's overcoming that panic or that stress feeling, you just can't seem to shift it. But one of the techniques you gave me was, as I imagine, so let's say if it was a fence, instead of seeing it as this big scary fence, that you see it as like a little piece of Lego, and it takes away the charge, the emotional charge around it.
I'm glad you brought that up too, Connor, because sometimes it's when riders then talk more about the situation and what happened and the fence, and then they might be afraid of the height being getting bigger. And if you don't work on that area where you believe that, oh my God, they're getting bigger, and all of a sudden then you come down to the fence and you freeze and you start checking and double checking and circling, and oh no, it's too big. This can be a huge thing for riders too. And if they had the FALL over a certain height, this kicks back into the mind. And again, as we talked about the mind, it's just a protection, but we have to override it. If we don't override it, it will just protect us again, and we go back to the second guessing, to the uncertainty. And that's no way, you know, there's no joy in that. There's no happiness there. There's no joy of the jumping journey. That just dissolves. So to overcome that outcome is to repeat that all jumps are small and easy. Small and easy, going back to the Lego, like it's a little piece of Lego. And when you look at that, then all of a sudden, then it takes away this illusion of, oh my God, it's big, like it's, you know, and that protection just disappears because now you've come up with this new solution. All jumps are small and easy.
But also the horse is well able to jump, but you wouldn't be jumping the horse.
Yeah, exactly. A great story. I was at the Masters in Spruce Meadows, and a rider was walking the course. And I was with them, and they were like the Masters. It's like probably one of the biggest classes in the world. And you know, I said, you know, Jesus, you know, he made a comment about the height of the fence. I said, well, you can be, and I repeated his word, or they can be small and easy. And he said, yep, small and easy, shoulders relaxed, and walked on with a little chuckle. And all of a sudden, his energy changed, because we bring this energy. And when we're tense like that, and we're tight like that, and when we sit on, you know, you're on your horse and your animal feels it, they feel that tension. But when you're relaxed and in the flow, they feel that relaxed confidence that you must bring. So we have to consciously be aware of these thoughts. And the third challenge that riders would feel is that they'll hurt their animal, and especially more so females. You know, girls would say, oh, I'm afraid I'll hurt my horse, which is a beautiful thing. They want to protect their animal that they love. And they start checking, and you know, and the adding is, you know, you're adding strides instead of flowing and taking the right stride, you add, and it actually makes it harder. But once they become aware that, you know, that the horse is safe and protected as well, so then ask them to add that both me and my animal are safe and protected.
And they're in the bubble. Both you and
Both
the
are in the
animal are in the bubble.
in the bubble. So it's not you, but I have to break it down when it comes to the animal, that it's the animal as well, because that's a separate segment of the brain that we must work on. And when you put the both of them into it, again, you can see the relaxing, you know, as they write it. I can, even when I'm on the phone speaking to them, I can feel a shift in their voice. The tension goes, and it's beautiful. I just love it, because I know when they ride next, and when they keep up that repetition, of repeating this new feeling, this new energy, that they're going to be completely different, and the horse is going to feel a different person, they're going to feel that different rider, and it's a piece of beauty.
Like, again, I always try and bring in different analogies so that people, or metaphors or whatever, but I know so many people who are nervous drivers, and they're nearly always the ones that have crashed 5 or 6 times, whereas people who are just relaxed, confident drivers rarely have ever crash, you know.
Yeah, being relaxed and confident in everything. And that's why I love doing what I do, because the same rules apply when you use these tools. So many things go into everyday life. And, you know, I love giving talks. And one person in a talk I gave in the last 12 months, he said that, you know, he never rode a horse. I might have, like as a kid, like, but he's not into horses. But he said, I've learned more tools in life in that 2 hours I was in the talk, he said, because he said, there's a lot of this stuff I can relate to. You know, I just need to chill out more. I need to relax more, he said. And he was so grateful. I wouldn't have, you know, thought he, you know, but relax and confidence comes from how we think and how we change our thoughts to have better feelings. And confidence comes from an energy. And if we don't work on what's scaring us and what where our fears are, if we don't come up with situations of emotions to overcome them, we live in that scary place. And that's no place to live. You know, as kids, when we feel safe, we're just having fun and it's beautiful. Just like everybody at their sport, when they fell in love with their sport. But then all these stories we start telling ourselves that do not serve us. And my job is to understand the stories and change the stories and change your lives.
Yeah, like any of the big top riders, I don't imagine they go into the ring thinking, I'm not safe here. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have their mindset where they're relaxed and in the flow and, you know.
Yeah, of course. Now they can get a fall. And one rider last year, an Olympian, like she saw something and it did scare her and it got into her head. And we talked about it and we came up with a strategy and she overcame it. But yeah, we're humans, so it can happen. But you need to, awareness is curative, and you need to speak about it, you need to talk about it, and you need to come up with a strategy and a plan. But the key then is to get back to that place where you're at your best and watch your best rounds and, you know, build yourself up to, I've done this before, I'll do this again. And again, always watching your heroes to elevate that energy.
Whereas another analogy, let's say Formula One drivers, after they have a crash, are they the same? Are they as fearless? Or, but they need to find a way to come back to that completely fearless place, you know.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But in a relaxed way, not like, I don't know, that it becomes their natural mode, like what they were before, and not being afraid in any way, shape, or form.
It's no different, no different. You have to make sure that you get back to that strength.
But again, it's like, sometimes you can't control it. Sometimes there's a trigger in your body. So you need to go and do, again, we always come back to meditation or mantras or saying, I'm safe and the defenses are small, or metaphors like visualizing. If someone's giving you a lot of stress, then visualize them as a small, like a piece of Lego, or the fence as a piece of Lego. And then that takes away the emotional charge and then we can relax back.
Absolutely. I've never worked with Formula One drivers, Connor, but I'm sure they have somebody they speak to. Because it's only when you speak in a safe place where you can offload it and get it off. Like one rider arrived at a show and she said, God, I'm glad you're here. You know, I had a really bad day and just her energy was, we sat into the car and we talked through it all and we came up with a new strategy and a new story and she won her next class. So that's being able to be in a safe place to get out of that state and shift it. But we don't have, and then we need to keep working on it, you know. And of course, there's learnings, and you know, as this sport goes, it's crazy how it's so up and down. But that's what makes it so interesting and so exciting. It'd be boring if everyone's winning all the time. I said this to a writer, I love winning all the time, and I said, I know, but the comeback, you know, when you bounce back, like that feeling, that exhilarating feeling from when you have a challenge and you work through it and you come back, like it's so worth it.
It's a good point, actually. We need to enjoy the challenge, enjoy the down times. That's saying this is an opportunity to step up, this is an opportunity to come back from the brink and
the bounce,
bounce back.
Yeah, now it's hard. Look, it's everybody wants it to be good and a good feeling all the time, but that's what we're here to grow, you know.
There's a reason why Las Vegas exists. The hit, the dopamine is hit is when you win, and it's all the wondering whether I'm going to get bounced back. Am I going to win next time or whatever? So
Yeah, exactly. If those slot machines were winning every time, nobody would go there.
nobody would go there.
It's crazy. Yeah. But it's hard to understand that that's what life is, you know. We have to work through these challenges. And I'm telling you, the harder you work through them, the more challenges you get. So like challenges are a good thing, even though they're a hard thing.
But maybe, like, from a higher perspective, whether it's a sport or whether it's a business or whatever you're involved in, all these challenges, just it's about who you become as
Who
well
we
as part of
become,
it, you know.
exactly. And again, as I explained in other letters, like the mind, we have to mind the mind and put the mind over here and come back to our passion, you know, our heart, our gut, our instinct. And that's really hard because no one really talks about that. And if you live there and live from that place, life just becomes elated and excited. And I really work hard in that place. But of course, the mind kicks in and, you know, we're humans, but the more you can be in that passionate, purposeful place, the elated place, the excited place, then we're living with true purpose and true passion.
Yeah, and again, as you say, if you can get yourself to that place of certainty, safety, security, then everything can launch from there.
Yeah, exactly. We step up all the time. So being safe, going back to being safe and protected, but now you and your animal are safe and protected in that bubble. So I'd love to do a meditation on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it through because, as you say, sometimes you're in that place where something happens on the day and you need something
Yeah.
to bring you back out of that
Yeah,
uncertain place.
absolutely.
So maybe this is a meditation people could listen to.
Yeah, and looking at again, everybody listening, I'd love you to be able to pick nuggets from different episodes that relate to you and that you feel, you know, I need to listen to this one, I need to listen to J or whatever letter it is, please use it because this is specific to equestrians. You know, there's so many other sports, but this is just about you. And dropping yourself into meditation, you're just strengthening this passion, this energy, and this purpose that you're gifted with,
Yeah,
and
okay.
you can live it your best. And that's what we're here to do, to live our best lives. Okay,
Okay,
ready
let's
to
go.
go.
Yeah.
So, as always, if you happen to be driving, keep your eyes open. And of course, if it's even better when you're on your own quiet space. So relaxing, closing your eyes, feeling your whole body relax, giving yourself permission. This is your time. This is your safe time. This is your safe space. So breathing calmly and relaxing from head to toe. Breathing calm, relaxing energy in through your nose and feeling that energy all the way through your body. Feeling your shoulders relax, your mind, your head, your brain relax. Right arm, your right hand, left hand. Breathing in and out and letting go. Feeling safe and secure. Feel your upper body, lower body relax. Your right arm, your left foot. Right ankle, left ankle. Your right elbow, left elbow, your right fingers, left fingers. Your right eye, left eye, your right ear, left ear, your face, your forehead, relax, your crown, relax. And in this calm, relaxing place, know that this is your place, this is your safe place, this is your happy place, this is where you can feel safe and protected. You're creating this new mantra. This new mantra that me and my animal are safe and protected. Safe and protected. And as you breathe in, think of any time that you were fearful, any time you had a FALL, that you have this new technique that I'm safe. My animal is safe. My horse, my mare, my stallion, we're safe and protected. We're safe and protected. Me and my animal, me and my horse, me and my pony, me and my mare, we're safe and protected. And in this lovely energy, put a color on it, protection bubble. It's like it's only your business what you think, but this is safety and protection. You're safe and protected, you and your horse, you and your animal. And as you breathe in and out, feel that good energy. Feel that vibe, feel that vibration, feel that frequency. Putting yourself into your future competition, your future class, your future warm-up, your future flatting, your future exercise, your future hacks, that you're safe and protected. Visualize, picture, imagine that safe and protected energy, feeling strong, feeling certain, feeling that great energy. You're safe and protected. You and your animal are safe and protected with that color, a protective color. You're safe and protected, safe and protected. Both me and my animal are safe and protected. Feeling that energy grow. As you breathe in, feel the power of that energy from 1 to 2. Feel the certainty of it. Feel the absolute solid, rock solid certainty of this energy. 2 to 3, 3 to 4, feel the energy grow. 4 to 5, that certain energy. The excitement of this new energy, this new strategy you have. 5, 6, 7, step into it. Feel the power, the safe and protected. You and your animal are safe and protected. All jumps are small and easy. Throw that into that bubble, that all jumps are small and easy. Feel that energy grow. 3, 4, 5, 6, feel the energy, the passion, the excitement. 5, 6, 7, 8, feel it bubble up, feel it well up, that this new energy, this new force within you, this new vibration, this new frequency, this is it, this is who you are. 8, 9, and 10, well done, well done, well done.
Everybody, this has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, we're going to focus on the letter T for time and timing.